WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The first polls after former President Trump's conviction on 34 criminal counts show a near 50-50 opinion split, says ABC's Chuck Sievertson.
47% say they think the charges against the former president were politically motivated. 38% say they were not. This in a new ABC News Ipsos poll. 52% of non-affiliated folks think Mr. Trump's verdict was correct, and the same number say he should end his candidacy.
A state of emergency in Atlanta, where crews are working to fully restore water service after several water main breaks. There's tight security expected today in New York City for the Israel Day parade, while authorities in suburban Pittsburgh say two people are dead, seven others were hurt in a shooting at a bar in Penn Hills. The county police department did not say if anyone's in custody. And a wildfire in San Joaquin County, California, has led to expanded evacuation areas. Two firefighters were hurt. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. A civic organizer in Wisconsin says Donald Trump's 34 felony convictions show the system works. Mike Moan reports.
The case drew new attention to concerns that Trump and his supporters would try to undermine the legal process as he seeks to reclaim the White House this year. Bob Moline, a campaign leader with Grassroots Organizing Western Wisconsin, says because the case reached a conclusion, it's a sign the legal system still works.
I really do think just completing this trial in a professional manner, under almost circus conditions, I think that is a little bit of a triumph.
Moline hopes the democratic process will equally hold strong as Trump is expected to use the verdict as a rallying cry when he campaigns this summer. He notes local election leaders are strong individuals who can handle the extra pressure. Former Republican Governor Tommy Thompson told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel the outcome will lead to more hyper-partisanship. Moline says for voters who end up in heated personal discussions over the verdict, it's best to maintain a steady and respectful course.
Learn more about what your conversation partner is thinking. Show that respect. Make them feel heard. Don't give up a thing in your beliefs, but listen to them. That is my real advice.
The heightened rhetoric could play out on a greater scale in Wisconsin, which is expected to again be a battleground state in the 2024 election. And Donald Trump's sentencing is scheduled for July 11th, just a few days before the Republican National Convention gets underway in Milwaukee. This is Mike Moan for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org. Support for this reporting was provided by the Carnegie Corporation of New York.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Brewers bank another win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It took 10 innings, but the Brewers able to pull off a 4-3 win over the Chicago White Sox. The Sox led 3-1 before Willy Adames came up with this clutch hit in the bottom of the seventh with two outs driving in two runs. Coverage Bally Sports Wisconsin.
They're loaded up. The 1-1. Adames up the middle. It's through a base hit in the score terrain. Contreras to the plate, and he is in there. Second, Yelich just got back.
Adames would later drive in the winning run in the bottom of the 10th. Pat Murphy said a lot of players contributed.
They kept themselves in the game. They played defense. Chirios catch, couple Perkins' catches. Chirios catch in right field. You know, double play we turned with Ortiz. His footwork was great. Turn by Terang was great. It's a good win. It's a good win because it can go the other way real quick.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly sunny skies on tap for your Sunday. Light southeast winds developing with highs in the mid and upper 70s. In the overnight, partly cloudy skies, lows in the mid and upper 50s. Showers and a few thunderstorms arriving during the day Monday. It's 57 at our studios.
You wouldn't let a little cold weather or snow interrupt your outdoor cooking experience. No, of course not. You're the master of the pit. No wind or snow or ice is slowing you down. So that's why we at Grandpa's Barbecue salute you. The rich, original flavor of barbecue the way it was meant to be. But you should also know that it works great in a crock pot, too. Shh, you didn't hear that from us. Grandpa's Barbecue, available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Hi, Missy. How are you?
Oh, hey, I'm great. We just got Bug Tussle Internet installed at our house today.
Bug Tussle?
Yes, Bug Tussle. They're a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas.
That's amazing.
It really is. And it's only $45 a month. Plus, they have local customer service if you need help.
Sounds perfect.
Hurry. Offer ends June 30th. Details available at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should, too.
Are you ready to hit a home run with your business marketing? It's time to step up to the plate and get noticed with help from your local MVP senior account executive, Peter Van Doren. Whether you're a rookie or seasoned pro, I'm here to help you score big with unbeatable radio advertising and digital marketing solutions. Don't wait until the ninth inning. Get started now, and let's hit a grand slam together. Contact me by email today, peter@civicmedia.us.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, we kick off Biden's top 100. The week's theme is the economy, and we'll be specifically talking about the billionaires tax. Why don't we tax billionaires more?
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Confusion with time or place may be a sign of Alzheimer's. An early diagnosis can help improve the quality of life for your loved one. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Music of the stars on the air. Great day for flying.
Through with being lonely, hurrying home to you.
Neil Hefti.
Don't you know you're one and only? Fast, fast, traveling fast, dear. And quarrels of the past we'll keep in the past, dear.
Thursday, 1954. The music of the star. Neil Hefti and the Singing String. Buckle up.
One by one, they boarded the plane. The most bizarre group of people ever thrown together by fate on the most exciting adventure that ever spanned an ocean. There was Dan, who had used up his 9 lives and was starting on number 10. May, who could talk to a man without saying a word. Lydia, who was as low as high society can get. Sullivan, whose nerves of steel were beginning to rust. Sally, who lived in a world of whistles. Ed, who had taught himself to face disaster with a smile. Pardy, a heart full of courage wrapped up in a bundle of nerves. Childs, a wealthy collector of other men's wives. Flaherty, who thought he could hide his fears in a bottle. Agnew, a coward, until he held a gun in his hand. Spaulding, a right girl who had to be nice to some wrong people. Yes, the brash and the brave, big-timers and two-timers, the chaste and the cheats, morning glories and nighttime women, suddenly transformed by a single stroke of fate into people with all pretense gone and every violent emotion turned loose. Yep.
position. I'm going to take her down.
Wait a few more minutes, Skip.
Do as I say.
And it looks like...
Do as I say.
Give me a few more minutes.
I've already waited too long. Here we go.
No, we don't. Get a hold of yourself, you yellow.
Washington, the lyrics, Dmitri Tiomkin, the music, Oscar-winning soundtrack for The High and the Mighty.
I was high and mighty, how I laughed at love and the stars above. Then you came like a gentle flame. Stop and start. Now I find that I was blind. I'm learning it day by day. Love can change things, rearrange things.
Street Yomkin loved Oscars. And he well deserved them. What a guy. He got the Oscar for Best Soundtrack, but he missed it on that song. That's because the song was never used in the movie. Well, that's not really accurate. Dmitri Tiomkin, out of his own pocket, played for one print to have that song. But instead, Three Coins in the Fountain won. Still, he got nominated. See, the Oscar rules for Best Song, you have to play it for 1 week in one theater. And that's what it did in L.A. By the way, there are other lyrics to that. Paramount Studios didn't care much for those lyrics. So Ned Washington revised them, and that's what you heard. And there's whistling in there, too, and that whistler is from Milwaukee, Fred Lowery. The Stars. This week is the Music of the Stars 32nd anniversary. Thank you for being here, everybody, for a week or all those 32 years. Did find those rare lyrics that were never used in the High and the Mighty. Here they are.
See the High and Mighty as they ride the sky with a watchful eye, and who knows the silver glow in each.
Dean.
What?
What are you going to do this weekend?
Well, Ken, I was thinking maybe I'd go to Disneyland. I hear they got a great new ride there called the Haunted Mansion.
Haunted Mansion?
Frank Sinatra took a girl there last week, and it scared the pants off him. At least that's what he told the judge. But, you know, Frank is a different kind of a guy.
Excuse me, have you ever been in Schenectady?
No, I never was in Schenectady.
Neither was I. It must have been a couple other guys. But I still have a feeling I've seen your face someplace else.
No, it's always been right here. Right on the top of my neck. Maybe you've seen me on television.
Oh no, I've never been on television. Say, is it all right if I join you? I just dropped in for a little drink to settle my nerves before I go to work.
What sort of work do you do?
I'm an airline pilot.
To be an airline pilot.
I used to be a bus driver. But I quit. Too many drunks on the road.
What do you fly?
Oh, it's one of those big gray metal things with what you call it sticking out on the side.
Wings?
Oh, are you an airline pilot?
Bernstein playing it straight for 1980s Airplane.
I was on a flight from New York to L.A. a couple weeks ago, and the plane lost an engine.
Oh, don't worry, it'll turn up. You know, there's a lot of pressure being a pilot, flying way up there, high in the air and all, above all those white fluffy thing.
Clouds?
You sure you're not a pilot? very inspiring feeling to realize that there are hundreds of people on my plane all depending on me. And two, that I happen to hold their lives right in the palm of my hand. I got it. Yes?
Yes?
I got to get to the airport because I'm flying a 747. I'm flying a 747 to London tonight, and the plane is scheduled to leave precisely 1 hour and 43 minutes ago. I'll see you.
The Sands is proud to present a wonderful new show, A Man and His Music. The music of Count Basie and his great band. And the man is Frank Sinatra.
People get in my room. Come fly with me, we'll fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come on, fly with me, we'll fly away. Come fly with me, we'll float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you. Come on, fly with me, we'll float down in the blue. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just glide, starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near. You might hear all the angels cheer because we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. Just say those words, we'll beat those birds down to Acapulco Bay. It is perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come on, fly with me, we'll fly, we'll fly in. Once I get you up there, where the air is so rarefied,
absolutely petrified. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so awfully near. You might even hear a gang of angels cheer just because we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a groovy day. You just say that word and I'll beat your bird down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, and they do say, come on, fly with me, we'll fly, we'll fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
Kicks out there in the sticks, and I ain't buying booze for those honky-tonk chicks. I was so far in the bag, I was even neglecting my nag. But I learned to say when I'm in the saddle again. Oh, yippee-ki-yay, thanks to AA, I'm off of that sauce and back on my horse.
Howdy, ma'am. Hello, partner. Yeah, that's right, I'm all straightened out. The only way to fly, I'll tell you that. Or I mean to ride. Yeah, yeah, it's all straightened out. This is the only life. The one that leads you right to where you're going, up the canyon. I was so far in the bag, I was neglecting my nag. But I learned to say when in the saddle again. Oh, yippee-ki-yay, thanks to AA, I'm off of that sauce, and I'm back on my horse.
Oh, yeah, Mickey Rooney. Music from Airplane. Einstein, they got him doing the soundtrack for Airplane. Great picture. And that was the love theme. Yeah, there is one. The star. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Where our goal is to inform and entertain. You want to hear more of the music of the stars, or if you miss any newscasts, all you do is search for WRJN News online. You'll find all the latest stories on our website or wherever you get your podcast. That's what WRJN has done for 97 years. Not just on the radio, but on demand again, WRJN News. And for podcasts of the music of the stars, civicmedia.us. Thank you for being here. Stein. The theme from Deadly Strangers. Here's Barbara.
Tell me where is it written what it is I'm meant to be?
Michelle Legrand with the Bergman's music. You can't afford to lose people like Alan and Marilyn Bergman. And we just lost the last of the Sherman Brothers this week. We'll get to that in just a bit. The music of the stars. Howard Keel.
The world is mine,
the blue. This hour's delight, the world is mine, and every flower that blossoms anew, you're mine.
Keel, born in Gillespie, Illinois. Never had a lesson. Rodgers and Hammerstein love the guy. He actually replaced Alfred Dake in Oklahoma. Great comic, too. The music of the stars. Happy June, everybody. And speaking of stars, the music of the stars.
Count every star. lonely way on a stormy sea.
Not every star is dawning when you do. You'll know the times I have cried for you.
August 1950, number 10 on Billboard's best-selling pop singles, huh? Hugo Winterhalter ran the, well, you're supposed to say, conducted the Milwaukee Symphony for 1 year. Just before that, his family cherishes his history, and we do too. I love that music of Hugo Winterhalter. The music of the stars. Stand by for news on the Columbia Broadcasting System. The Don Rosen Show here on WRJN, weekdays from 6 till 9 in the morning. Tomorrow, Monday, 6-3. Beth Heidorn, the executive director of the Racine Zoo. Cheryl McCrary will be on, a singer from Kenosha. I look forward to bringing her music out to you on the Music of the Stars. First Cavalry Division. Fred Douglas, president of the Kettle Moraine chapter, on Wednesday the 5th, and on D-Day, Nick Dembski, director of the Racine Public Library. And on Friday, Brett Hoffman, Movie Talk, Marcus Theaters. What are the new releases? And what's ahead? Mike Clemens on the air. Reviewing the week in local sports. Quick thing from Howard Keel. I told you, the guy's a comic too, but not that often, unfortunately. Here, he does a comedic role in 1951 with Wisconsin's own Fred McMurray, and he plays a washed-up cowboy star that, well, you'll have to see the pictures. Calloway went that away. Here's Howard Keel.
I'll be waiting.
Music of the Stars. Stand by for news and much more right here on WRJN AM 1400, 98.1 Kenosha, 99.9 in Racine.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support. WISS 1100 AM Berlin. W252 DR Oshkosh. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.